22nd. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Could we have roll call, please, Madam Chair?
Member Branch.
Here.
Member Brown.
Here.
Member Schneider.
Here.
Member Smith.
Here.
Member Wignott.
Here.
Vice Chair Messner. Chair Herrera.
Here. Okay. With that, we'll move on to B, Administrative Agenda. B1, Meeting Minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
Second.
Okay. Would anybody? Okay.
I have one note on page 5 of 6, on item I3, the last item 6 of the motion. I don't think really should be considered as part of the motion. It was a comment that I made trying to get earlier in the discussion, but I don't think it was included in the actual motion discussion. So I think that should be omitted.
Okay.
Okay. Scott?
Yeah, on page 4 of 6, under item I1, under the motion, item 10, it says the DRB does not have a preference regarding the design of the tile. And I would like to change that, the last part of that, regarding the design of the two tiles submitted.
Okay. Anybody have anything else in the minutes? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
And one abstention.
One abstention. Okay. Okay, we just completed B1 of meeting minutes. We'll move on to B2, Street Use Subcommittee Report.
I'd like to give that in Chris Messner's absence. So this subcommittee met today with the city arborist, Bill Millar. We received an update on the urban forest management plan, and apparently the final plan has been completed by Goleta Valley Beautiful and given to city staff to do an internal review. Possibly we'll be going to the council next month. We're not sure. We hope that we would like for the DRB, the subcommittee, to have a chance to review that before it goes to council. We don't know if the schedule is going to allow that or not. We're going to continue that to our next meeting, which will be on April 26th at 2 p.m.
Okay. We've just completed B2, Street Use Subcommittee Report. With that, move on to B3, Planning Director Report.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Herrera, members of the DRB. We have no report today. It's been a pretty quiet two-week period. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, we just completed B3, Planning Director Report. With that, we move on to C, Review of Agenda and Projected Agenda Items.
Okay, thank you again. We expect all three of our items that are on your schedule today to be here today. And looking at your next couple of agendas, we do see activity picking up slightly. If any of the items need to be continued to future items, there is room.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. Okay, with these, we moved on to D, public comment. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. It is requested that each speaker complete a speaker request form and submit it to the recording clerk. Reasonable time limits are imposed on each topic and each speaker in accordance with the provisions of the Ralph M. Brown Act. No action or discussion may take place in the Design Review Board and any item not on the posted agenda. The Design Review Board may respond to statements made or questions asked and may direct the staff to report back to a topic or future meeting. Okay, with that, we move on to E-Consent Calendar. Seeing there's none, we'll move on to F, Sign Calendar.
The sign subcommittee met today and reviewed item F1, public storage signage at 7288 Hollister Avenue, and we are recommending that the board give final approval with the direction that, with the conditions that no directional sign be included, that was being omitted, that the two signs, the monument sign and the wall sign, be lit only for hours of operation that the office is open, otherwise they would be turned off, and that all temporary banner signs currently on the site be removed. So with that, I'll make a motion for final approval with those notes.
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Just for purpose of discussion, I'd like to say I was very heartened by the discussion regarding the removal of the temporary signs. I think it's a cheap form of advertising for the property owner compared to having to place ads in print media and on the internet or elsewhere. I think cheap is the operative word because it adds to visual blight in the community. And I was glad to see the sign subcommittee make the recommendation and also the public speaker who came forward and commented about the temporary signs that exist on this property and also on the adjacent property that's owned by Public Storage. So just want to commend my colleagues for putting your collective feet down and insisting that the temporary signage go. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Welcome.
Okay, with that, we complete. Oh, we need to make a motion. Okay.
And I think it was seconded, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. Call
the
roll.
Need to
vote on it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay.
Okay. And then we also met on item F2, InTouch Health signage at 6330 Hollister Avenue. And we are recommending approval as submitted with no conditions. So I'll make that a motion.
And I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 You opposed? Okay, we've just completed the item F2. With that, we will move on to item G, revised final calendar, G1.
I'll go ahead and call this one to order.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay. Members of the board, as the applicant and his architect are coming up to the table, just to let you know, the original Happy Harry's Produce Mart project was approved, given final DRB approval in September of 2005. It was subsequently constructed, although there was a revision to the site plan that was approved by the DRB in 2008, basically it was for an expanded covered trash storage area. The request that is before you today is to install a extended canopy that extends from the existing entrance of the Produce Mart out to the edge of the sidewalk. And I'll let Mr. Sorgman get into the details of that with you and how it integrates with the building. Just from a planning perspective, I did want to note that it does not interfere with the two planters that were part of the landscape plan that are already on the sidewalk, nor will it interfere with any of the turning movements necessary to make full use of all 10 parking spaces provided on site. With that, I'll close and turn it over to the applicant.
Thank you.
Before the applicant speaks, if we could actually do declarations.
Oh. Has anybody visited the site?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No. No discussions with the applicant.
No discussions with anyone else.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm Ron Sorgman, the original architect for the building, and it's been open in operation for 2 years and. It's a produce market. It seems to have been received well in the community. And basically what we're looking at doing, I think there were some photographs submitted along with your packet, and it showed that they had put up kind of a temporary covering. Mm-hmm. And this is another picture I just brought along, if you'd like to pass that around and see it. But what the entry looks like now. And basically... yeah, I have some others. So what we're proposing to do is to have a completely independent structure, not attached to the building at all. And it'll be sliding in right underneath that the overhang that you see on the front of the building and project out on either side of the planter, so it won't be affecting the planter that's there, and out to almost the edge of the sidewalk. Doesn't affect any of the parking or anything like that. And the intent for this was to provide some kind of shelter, and also, if you notice in one of the photographs, it shows that some of the carts are out there that you use when you go to the market, that sort of thing. And, you know, if they could put flowers and produce out under there and protect it from the sun, you know, just kind of generate a little more interest in the place. And you can see it better on the floor plan that has a series of columns, and it's narrow along the planter. And then it widens out just a bit, and it slips in on the existing roof about 11 to 12 inches, and about 18 inches in from each side, there'd be some posts. And you can see here on the elevations that I've been marking these up a little bit. But it slips right in under this area, and what we're trying to do is match this profile and not obscure. It has a very nice front entrance there that has sliding doors that open up. It's all, and it has a transom, that sort of thing. So try not to block that off too much and just make this as sensitive to the existing building as possible. So with that, we're looking at a series of trusses and a roof to match the existing, the colors of everything to match the existing building. And I do have a roof plan here. And it would be, you can see this slope sections and then a relatively flat section on the middle, and then flat. And the slope section will, the flat section will have a slight slope, so it'll go down to these areas. And we'll put gutters along here, but we don't need them here because they're next to the planter. And I have a couple of other sketches here that you might find useful in understanding this. And I'll just show you these here. There's another one. And the third one's just kind of different views of it. We feel that, you know, it's blending in very nicely with the building. It'll be a nice adjunct and give them a little more visibility in terms of displaying the actual product that they're selling there, which is primarily fresh produce and that sort of thing, which is very colorful, obviously. So they might put rollout carts out there to put oranges on and lemons and other vegetables. And
I just have a question for staff. They're permitted to do outdoor storage of things on carts? Sometimes some places are not. I'm just curious if that's...
This is a commercial zone district, CN. I'll have to check the zoning ordinance is the extent of what can be displayed out there, but typically speaking in retail zone districts,
they can.
You have some level of retail displays.
I don't know if any of you have been inside the building at all. That's very interesting ceiling, and it's all slatted wood, nicely stained. And that's what we're thinking about for the ceiling of this, so that we kind of match that, you know, like 2x6 decking.
The posts holding the canopy are to go into the planter, it looks like.
Right on the edge of the curb of the planter, if you look at the... I don't know how that
it'll be
well
affecting
that depicts
the,
it right there.
Right, so it'll be affecting the landscaping, so...
No, it's not going to really affect it, because we're not touching the landscaping, other than the footings, and then we'll
restore. Right, the footings, right, but to dig for the footings, you'll have to remove some of the landscaping? No. Okay, so the landscaping will be totally unaffected?
Absolutely.
Okay, Bob, you have a question?
Yeah, Mr. Sorgman, the perspective that you've done, that's very helpful. But what isn't really shown is the truss that's nearest to the building. It looks like it's open, but I'm presuming that it's going to be more.
They're all
some
open. You look at. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Do you want me to respond to that?
Well, I mean, I can see the ones in the front. They have a triangular bracing.
Yes.
And the very last one that's closest to the building, shouldn't there be bracing on that as well?
Yes, it will be.
So it's just not shown in the
right.
On the drawing. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's a long. I mean, you've got a 21-foot beam that's supported by two posts at each end. So
right.
So there is going to have to
it'll
be some
be
bracing on that.
Yeah. It'll be
okay.
A match of that, just you know, one bay larger on each
yeah.
side.
It didn't show on any of the plans, but I presume that's what you're going to do. Okay, thanks.
So a question for you. Why are you proposing this roof over the sidewalk that's adjacent to the planters? I understand nearer the building, but you're not going to be putting things in the entryway sidewalk, are you, that needs that covering?
No.
No?
You know, it just widens out so that when you're coming down the sidewalk, you come under the protection as soon as the building starts recess for that entry. It's kind of mirror imaging that whole form right there.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have a question?
Just the roof treatment that you're showing on this drawing that you just passed around is, it's actually going to be shingles to match the building, same color?
Yes. Everything.
And the wood is going to be painted or stained, or what's the?
I'm not sure just yet. Maybe painted.
Painted exactly the same color.
As the trim?
Yeah. It's the trim.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Well, at this time, we have time for public comment. Do we have any speaker slips?
No, chairs.
No? Speaker slips, okay. Okay, with that, we'll move on to comments. Does anybody have any comments?
I'll go. I don't have any problems with a canopy, but this kind of seems over-engineered for the building. That's my impression. I mean, I like the design, but I think it's just too much for this rather simple building, and I'd like this. I think something that would be a little slimmed down, less constructed. That's my comment.
I'm kind of in agreement with Cecilia. I mean, I understand you've got a south-facing entry facade, and you want to be able to display some things outside, like the existing pictures show. So trying to get some kind of canopy there. So I'm not against the portion that is closest to the building. I think the portion that comes out as the finger or the tongue that really just covers the entry walk between the two planters just seems to impede on the parking lot a little bit too much somehow. I think it's more than what's needed to solve your problem. So I don't know if there's some happy medium in there of cutting that back to some level or whatever, but while I understand the concept and I'm okay with it, I think it's just a bit much, a little bit bigger and longer than what I'd like to see.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yes. Is it that the truss and the columns are kind of flush? And if that were receded, or if the roof projected a little bit, would that?
No, I don't think so. I think it's the mass of this roof form coming that far out into the parking lot. It starts to feel almost like it's trying to be a porte-cochere, but you're obviously not driving under it. But it's definitely getting out into towards the driving aisle, and I'm just not sure it needs to go that far, from a functional standpoint. I do agree with. And I'm sure you'll get there probably, Mr. Wignott's note about the trusses towards the back of the building needing to have that additional brace. I think that'll
is a and nice this hasn't been engineered yet either, so.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
So maybe
your footings
could
make it a little bit bigger than.
Well, I'd rather go bigger than something that's too small and have to come back to you with something that's too heavy. But. You know, trying to carry through somewhat of the theme of the building that has this kind of rural kind of feel to it and has these brackets up top. And
actually, and just as a side comment, I think the building itself came out quite nicely. I was a little disappointed in the landscaping and the trees that haven't somehow taken hold and matured and done anything yet. But other than that.
Okay, anybody else?
I'd like to echo the fact that I think it turned out pretty nice. I don't know what my issue is with it, but I get the shape that you're trying to do because you're trying to fit within this opening with the chamfered corner. So I get that. And when I was looking at it just in elevation and in plan here, I was having a hard time wrapping my mind around it, and and but then when I see the rendering, I almost want to see it hipped.
Yeah.
In other words, this open area feels a little odd.
I was actually going from bringing as much light into there as possible, since you're covering this whole area. So
yes,
one of the reasons for that intent, you know.
I get all that.
A really simple form rather than going to a hip.
Although I'm not, you know, because it's open, I'm not sure that hipping it back here doesn't get you that. Still, with everything else that's open, and maybe if it had a bit of an overhang on it, you know, a bit of an eave there. I don't know, but I mean, I kind of get why you're doing that, but there's something that feels a little.
You know, and I didn't want to do a hip off that corner, because then how do we resolve this? And I didn't want any water sloping back into here, so the whole thing was to shed water, thereby, you know, not having a problem right in the entryway. But I did look at that option of doing a hip there, but it just seemed odd to have this one hip, and then what does it come up to afterwards? It's kind of a funny place. And then you'd lose those openings on the corner to bring, because it's going to diminish a lot of the light that comes into this recessed opening as it is now, because it's recessed 4 feet and has transoms above it, and it's all glass.
I understand your point. I don't know. There's something, I can't quite put my finger on it. There's something that just feels a little incongruous with the rest of it somehow. And I don't quite know what that is, but. And maybe it's as simple as if you had the flat roof and the sloping roof were gone, and you're just seeing exposed trusses. So it starts to sort of feel like a trellis, but yet you've got this flat part up top that actually covers from the weather. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but I don't know. It's kind of right between a couple of different directions, and I'm sort of struggling with where to place it, but I think the concept of trying to cover that is good, and certainly the opening. I think one thing that's positive that this does do is that opening front has kind of a large scale, especially the recess with the chamfered corners feels a little bit large, and this sort of brings it down to a human scale, which I think is nice. So from that standpoint, I think it serves a good purpose. But I don't know. I wish I could articulate what's not working about it for me. But there's something there. Maybe it'll come to me.
I'm going to kind of follow along with some of what my fellow board members said. I like the whole concept. It makes good sense. And I could even see the center extension coming out as far as it did. As you know, as an aid when there's bad weather out, I'm sure this past storm people would have appreciated that a whole lot. But on the other hand, it could go back one bay possibly. But I think I've been struggling with the same thing that Scott's been struggling with. But I think I've got an answer, or at least an explanation on my end of it. And that is, we have two fundamentally different shapes that we're fighting with, and it's either we make it. Or you make it. I'm sorry. Echo the entrance with the entrance bay with the chamfered corners, and just bringing that out. But when it does that, it fights with the rest of the roof mass and style of the roof. I think that's probably why there were some comments about maybe on the part of the canopy close to the building going with the hip. But I can see where you want to get the light in there, but. It doesn't feel rural. It feels industrial and mechanical, because it's the canopy is resolved into a series of Warren trusses, like on a railroad bridge. Is there any chance you could do something? I rather than explain it, and I hope you don't take umbrage with me for doodling on this, but I got. But what would happen if we tried instead of having the, you know, the truss set up the way it is, have a sloping roof that echoes this roof above initially coming out from the building? And is there a way of doing that so that these areas in here can be flashed in or something so you don't get water spilling into the entryway?
Yeah, that doesn't work. I mean, you know, what we have to do is have 8 feet clear. Mm-hmm. And if you follow the profile of that, you know, I think it's really trying to forget about what's there right now, which is a very strong element.
Yeah.
And that kind of that slope of the original building, mm-hmm. you know, just doesn't work in that space.
Okay.
It comes up really close to it. And then you get these funny tangential triangular sections. And
no,
it
that,
seems
you don't
to be
need that.
Much
I got it.
More sensitive and smoother, I think, in terms of sliding in under that roof. That's my concept.
Well, here's another angle, and I'm just throwing this out, just trying to think about what, you know, trying to just all giving my comments. Rather than using heavy timber, if it was something lighter looking,
material fabric,
do you think that might help?
I think that some of the members that make up the truss might actually be lightened when I talk to the structural engineer.
I would hope so. That's a pretty heavy-looking truss because the lighter it looks like that, I think the better it's going to work. And if there's any way you can do it and incorporate an eave, even if it's a little bit of an eave, because everything else in that building has really deep eaves. And that, if it had been a lower slope, you could, of course, could have had wider eaves, but that's, I understand. But I guess those are my two comments, would be if there's some way to lighten it.
Can I just, you know, if you were to go into where this building, the character of this building would fit, and somebody wanted to shade that area, they would have put an awning of some fabric or of some green material. And I think that Tom got it. He says it's really in sort of industrial, commercial, that doesn't really go with the character of the building is what you're trying to do. And I think you need to simplify rather than have this big structure. It may match what's on the interior, but I don't think it, for me, it doesn't match what's on the exterior. And it needs to be simpler rather than great, this big truss work. And I think Carl was doing a doodle here, and I was agreeing with what his doodle was. And maybe
actually just did a doodle. Just
there you go.
Probably thought of this, but mm-hmm. if you took this and hipped it all the way around mm-hmm. and threw some skylights up on top of the flat part, you may be able to achieve the light and then kind of close the thing around. Then you get the hip, the valley, the hip, another valley, and another hip.
It would all be hips, but it wouldn't. You know, because the slope is different.
Right.
Clearly, it's a different
slope. Right. The slope is.
And I did look at that.
Well, and what it kind of does in extreme form is sort of implies a gambrel sort of roof, but that's if you could say that, it's not really. But I mean, it's kind of in that ballpark. But I don't know. I mean, something. I don't know.
Would it?
Skylight, I don't have any problem with it. As long as we cannot put the canopy, unfortunately, because health department, they already visited us and they told us, don't put the canopy in here.
Permanent structure.
Yeah. So you can't put a canvas awning or anything out there and put food underneath it.
We are more than happy.
Could you please turn the microphone on just to
press the middle button?
The middle button right there.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
Actually, what we can do, we already talked to the health department. They inspected our area and they told us you cannot put the canopy. Canopy is not part of the solid structure of the building or something like this in there. And then we are more than happy to put the canopy. It costs much, much cheaper for us and in this economy. But they said no, so we're stuck with it. Also, the main purpose for this one in here is really, really important. A lot of older people, they come over there, and they cannot handle. We take the bags to their car. all the time. But they don't want it to go park at the end, because sometimes they can't find the parking over there, and they have to park at the end, and they want to take the... It's raining sometimes, you know, they don't like it to go. They want to just drive over there, pick up their bags, and go. That's it.
Would it make a difference if instead of having it 14 feet long out here, if it was back to 7 feet instead of 14?
Like to the middle post?
Yeah, to the middle post. Would that change the whole thing? Would it look better?
Well, that's part of my concern is I just think it projects out into the parking lot too much from a form standpoint, and I think Tom mentioned it earlier, is basically cutting that front bay off and cutting half of that central portion off. I mean, certainly headed in the direction I would be happier with, aside from all the other discussion.
What about splitting the difference? Instead of, you know, going all the way back to the first post, just extend that post out, and maybe it's, you know, to that point.
Like 10 feet rather than 14?
Uh-huh. Trying to get as much coverage for them as they can get, and as closest to the curb. And...
If the board feels comfortable with going with 10 feet rather than 14 feet, I
could probably live with the 10 feet. Actually, the length of it extending out, it, to me, is not as big of a thing as the general overall form of it that was bothering me. You know, I certainly can see, especially once I should know your name by now. I'm sorry. Especially with the explanation about getting groceries for older folks who can't really do a whole lot on their own, So.
I don't really have a problem with. I think I agree with Tom. I don't really have a problem with how far it comes out. I think my problem is more the form. Mm-hmm. It feels unresolved somehow.
I certainly did look at that. And yeah. I could revisit that. Would you want to still have some overhangs?
A little, I think. I mean,
a foot or something. Yeah, because the existing overhangs are 3 feet now.
Just a little bit.
But the steepness of the roof, you're not going to get much of an overhang.
Yeah, you're not going to get much, but just enough for a shadow line, I think, would help.
Could I also ask just as a question? There's, I know when we're, with trusses made of wood, there's a big difference in visuals, I think, between like heavy timber and say something built up out of 2x material and bolted together. I don't know, does staff know, is this in a high fire hazard area?
I don't believe so.
No.
The entire city's outside the high wildfire hazard area.
So heavy timber would not be applicable here. Good. You might want to investigate maybe these trusses being made out of 2x material bolted together, because a lot of times that'll give a truss that has a lighter look, because the materials are smaller in cross section, and that kind of is more rural. That kind of fits more with, like, if you go inside the barns over at the Stowe House and look at the way they're framed in there. A lot of those kind of things are done out of smaller materials rather than heavy timber. So that might go a long way towards lightening the overall look.
Yeah, and if we go to that kind of hip concept throughout, you're not going to see that on the front anyway, and maybe the spacing will change. I mean, I haven't run this by a structural engineer, but I certainly understand your concerns, and I'm sure we could meet those criteria. It's the first time I've ever done a commercial building in my life where I've had to do an addition to the front entrance.
If I could just ask a question. You, Carl, I think, alluded to a porte cochere that you were saying it almost looks like that. And I guess my question, given what you're saying about your customers and the need to have them leave bags and then get their car and come by and pick them up, is that would that be more preferable, to just build something that, or you cannot do that?
doesn't work site plan wise. He doesn't. It's based. If you look at the site plan, based upon where the entry is and where the entry to the store is, it just physically can't work.
Can't work. Yeah. But I mean, by design, not necessarily that you would be driving a car under there, but if you made something that looked more like a porte cochere and less like an awning, even though you're not physically driving under it, would it be easier to design and meld into the building that's there, I guess, is my question.
I guess just my opinion on that is that what that would probably say is you do less posts, bigger openings, and I'm not sure that's going to be beneficial in the long run for him.
I also see that. I call it a canopy because I don't want to think of it as an awning, first of all. And some of those drawings make it look like maybe it's canvas, but that's not the intent. But certainly that can be lighter. And I saw the beams that are running out towards the building, you know, as a place that you could put eye hooks in, and plants are hanging from there, and you could have rolling carts that could be rolled in at night, mm-hmm. that are on a slope, you know, how you see in a lot of fruit markets. And that would really, I think, change the flavor of that and soften it from what this drawing actually alludes to.
Well, I certainly don't have a problem with what it does functionally.
Talks to his engineer and it comes up with lighter members to it. It's also, it just looks so heavy there.
I think these are 6x6s sticking out up here where the brackets are. It's hard to see in that photo.
Well, the post supporting it would probably have to be 6x6s as well. But I mean, it's that truss above.
Well, I'm sure that can be resolved.
Well, I guess to sort of move things along here, is this something that you would like to, that we could ask you to consider our comments and come back with a revised design?
Sure. Have a continuation.
Okay. And then come back at either the next meeting or at a future date that's convenient to you.
When is the next meeting?
The next available meeting is April 12th. And the meeting after that is April 26th.
I guess it's April 12th.
We would need revised plans at least a week before that, so you're looking at April 5th.
Submit by April 5th?
Correct.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. Then I guess I would make a motion to continue this to the meeting of April 12th with comments, and I'll just have the architects elucidate what those comments might be. They were varied. Maybe, Tom, you'd like to do that. Perhaps. Would you like to do that just for the record so that they can get
them? Well, okay. The comments would be, one, to study the makeup of the trusses to see if they could be made lighter. Two, how did we feel about the hipping?
I think we could say just restudy the form in general.
Okay.
Give him license to.
Right. Okay. Yeah. To examine the trusses, the construction of the trusses to see if they might be made visually lighter. Two, re-examine the general form of the shelter. And then three, to examine the length of the structure as it protrudes out from the building, whether or not it should come out the distance it is or 10 feet. Does that?
Yes. I have something to add to that. If I wonder how the architect would feel about this, but if you had a little vine growing to hide a little bit of the posts, would that be something that would soften up the look a little or no?
I think what we need to see is what the revised structure is going to look like. Then we can work on landscaping.
Yeah, we can work on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's a good idea.
Does that meet with the acceptance?
Yeah,
of
that's
the,
great. Yes. Yeah, I'll take that as the motion maker. And
well, so that's the motion.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Is there a second for that?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay.
Okay.
I have one question.
Yeah.
Regarding the skylights. Skylights are really kind of not in the character of this building, so I would tend to think of something really flat, so they're not, it's not a bubble sticking.
Right,
so they kind of vanish away.
No, if you do skylights, I would recommend them being flat, not bubble.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Are you going to keep all of those, or shall I take those back?
It's up to you. Otherwise, you can give them to staff. You can either have them or...
Yeah. Well, I'm going to come up with a revised sketch for you anyway, so...
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we've just completed the item G1. With that, we'll move on to H, final calendar. There's none. Okay, we'll move on to preliminary calendar. There's none. Conceptual preliminary calendar. None. We'll move on to conceptual calendar, which is K, 9. Okay, we'll move to L, advisory calendar. None. M, discussion items. M1, requests for future agenda items by members. Any? None. M2, announcements by members.
Just as a matter of public service announcement, all of us board members were supposed to have turned in our Form 700 by some date of last week.
It's the end of the month, the 30th.
Okay. Anyway, just wanted to put that out there in case anybody hasn't done it yet, because I just turned mine in today.
I'll turn mine in today.
Okay. On that note, if you haven't turned it in, do expect the clerk to be giving you a call shortly, the city clerk.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll move to N, adjournment. Okay. Annual meeting. Thank you. Thank you.